Mars, that's the candy bar company, wants to get into the chewing gum business. It's offering a rich premium to buy the Wrigley Company, the Chicago-based firm that makes Juicy Fruit and Double Mint Gum. Wrigley officials announced the deal today, saying it could spur other companies in the candy business to think about mergers of their own. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Family-owned Mars is the world's largest chocolate seller, and Wrigley is the number one manufacturer of chewing gum. Under the plan announced today, Mars will purchase Wrigley for $80 a share in a transaction valued at about $23 billion. Bill Wrigley, the company's chairman, says it's an unbeatable combination that will put brands like Snickers, M&M's, Orbit, and Skittles all under one umbrella.
Together, we'll be more than a $27 billion company. And the combined entity will be, among other things, the world's leading confectionery company with the resources and critical mass to explore new geographies and categories that might have been beyond our reach in the past.
Billionaire Warren Buffett will also have a minority stake in Wrigley, but the firm will continue to operate independently as a Mars subsidiary. In a company statement, Mars President Paul Michael says both firms have a strong cultural heritage and similar values. Both companies have been around for more than a century, and Wrigley's president, Bill Perez, says the merger is a good fit.
Consider the following: family-led culture and strong values, combined about 200 years of consumer goods experience, long-term focus, a commitment to investing in brands, global expertise, and a belief in empowering and developing people.
The Wrigley name has long been a part of Chicago history. The gum maker has a towering, ornate headquarters along Chicago's Michigan Avenue, and the Chicago Cubs' historic ballpark, Wrigley Field, was named after its former owners. Bill Wrigley says while the name of the ballpark may change, the company that makes Lifesavers, Altoids, and Double Mint will continue to be called Wrigley, so his focus now is on the merger. He says it's likely to make other companies in the confectionery industry rethink their options.
The folks at Hershey, the folks at Cadbury, the folks maybe at Nestle have to think about what they want to do in this space and we'll evaluate their opportunities.
The opportunities the merger will bring for Wrigley, he says, will include growth and innovation and new products, maybe something like chocolate chewing gum.
Who knows?
You never know.
The Mars acquisition of Wrigley goes to the company's shareholders and, if approved, is expected to take 6 months to a year to complete. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.